where they rise in the blue of heaven's dome. Many years I have spent in that place of sweet content. Those mountains call me back to my Montana home.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome from beautiful Western Montana. Today is June 21st, 2020. You're now listening to Perception Management here on Republic Broadcasting Network. As you should know, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. However, if you'd please wait a few, I'll get you some information out here before you do that. Join us in the chat room at perceptionmanagement.chattengo.com. Kenneth, our dear control room man, is down there with his wonderful dog Spot. What was that? Anyway, to play a couple of clips and answer the phones. I've titled tonight's show, Fighting for the Wrong Side. You'll understand this as we get going. Well, let's first get into tonight's show. I'd first like to let you listeners know what group you are actually in. Bankers and corporations are in the National Security Interest Group. You, the listener, are the special interest group. Got it? I know there have been many times of confusion to this, especially when you hear politicians talking about it, but especially Secretary Pompeo. But I will straighten that out tonight here. And I only have 1 hour, so please pay attention. When this country goes to do its illegal deeds across this country, across this planet, across this world, those in government and the media repeat over and over that it's our national security interest, whether spying on us or bombing some country or whatever. Anyway, face it, they lied. It's for the profits of rich multinational corporations. Generally, you and I could give a rat's hairy testicles about what's going on in some foreign lands, but those in government will, with the use of their media and cheerleaders, or as cheerleaders, make it look like as if what those countries are doing, that it's some threat to you or to your way of life. Maybe it might hold some water as to the way of life, and we'll get into that. The old saying is, it is what it is. It comes to mind here. Should we care as Americans whether the Saudis per se are hanging gays or don't allow women an equal share in their society? Perhaps we should first look at the claims of 9/11, the Saudi connection, and William Barr, the fixer, and all those appointed officials in the intelligence apparatus divisions that have redacted those 28 pages and the recently sealing of those 9/11 connections so that America's families couldn't sue the Saudis. They're a protected entity. Yes, yes, the national security, i.e. oil business, is far too important for politicians to give Americans the truth. So it's best to blame Afghanistan, then Iraq, and then Iran, as well as destroy those countries. Iran's still on the list there. And of course, to kill millions of innocent people to protect those client states. The real people behind everything. Also, it's best to demonize the Russians as part of an oil war or Cold War, and for the United States politicians and the media to lie about Russiagate, kill the Russia's Nord Stream 2 pipeline deal with other countries, because all that matters is profits from U.S. corporations. Corporations who for decades have been giving us, that's you, capital U, small s, giving us the shaft. Matter of fact, if you watch Dutch Cinch's videos there, you can see all this fracking going on around this country here. They drill where they want, over Yellowstone, wherever they want. It should be pretty evident that they have the first choice to do whatever they want. They don't own the land. They can run pipes through reservations, do whatever they want. Anyway, so we also see this in the latest bailouts, where you, the taxpayer, aren't even allowed to know where that money went or who got it and how much. This all comes at what cost? Well, here's tonight's show for you. You remember a couple weeks back I did the highlighting of DuPont's chemicals, the poisoning of the land, the water, and the people, the dead livestock? Well, we've all heard the term taking a Sunday drive. And that sounds nice, especially here in Montana. Here, just, you know, summer just opens up here. And around here, I just love driving along the Flathead River, you know, down into Thompson Falls, and the winding roads, the beautiful, I mean, the mountains, the trees. It's beautiful, you know. You might have an area like that, but of course it's not Montana, so I feel sorry for you. But anyway, so I'm going to give you an example about how corporations work, and it has to do with you taking a Sunday drive. So let's start in Cambodia. This is where a total of 3,630 flights over Cambodia were, and they dropped over 110 tons of bombs during a 14-month period through April 1970. The bombing of Cambodia and all follow-up, what they call menu operations, were kept secret from the American public and the U.S. Congress because Cambodia was ostensibly neutral. So I have a 27-second clip here to give you an intro into the show tonight. So, Kenneth, would you play clip one, please?
Summertime is vacation time. Here in Germany, most car owners still prefer to drive, even to distant holiday destinations. When it comes to road safety, tires are, of course, of paramount importance. More than 50 million are sold each year in Germany alone. It's a multi-billion dollar business. But where do these tires come from? And under what conditions are they produced?
All right. Well, there's my intro. Now, this starts with Germany. Oh, but it goes to Japan. It goes to all these other Western societies. And this is about tires. Yeah, you're getting the big rubber tonight, so. Anyway, this is from the YouTube video, Rubber Tires, a Dirty Business. Now, why am I highlighting this? Well, as I have highlighted here before with the CIA's Contras, the war on Central and South America, the wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, and you know, Libya. It's either oil, gold, or something like that. And of course, this is used by the elite to so-called ensnare you to buy their products. So, now, as I went back there talking about the DuPont, and there's other articles like, why are U.S. corporations not welcome in South America? You could look that up. I believe it's Huffington Post. But it's the poisoning of the land and stuff. So let's go into the second part of the clip here and see what people have to do to maintain the rubber needed for you to take that Sunday drive. Kenneth?
The plantation begins right behind his house. For the first time, we see how rubber is harvested. The rubber latex drips out of an incision in the bark of a tree. It can be harvested in a liquid state or through the addition of vinegar, as they're doing here, to get the rubber to solidify and harvest it in solid pieces. Bao Supat employs more than 50 workers on his plantation. Later, we will discover what kind of conditions they live in. Bao Supat has just planted new rubber trees, despite a glut on the market that's driven a steady drop in the price per kilo.
We used to earn good money with our rubber. But 5 years ago, the price suddenly plummeted. Now we have to save where we can to get by.
If the plantation owner himself is feeling the pinch, what about his workers? On the edge of the plantation, we find their decrepit huts. The workers all come from neighboring Cambodia. They're willing to work for lower wages than Thais.
I work 12 hours a day, 5 days a week. Sometimes more.
Night has fallen on Bao Supat's plantation. It's the best time to harvest rubber. The Cambodians are getting ready to go to work. Their night shift starts at 8 p.m. and ends at about 5 in the morning. With just head torches for light, they slice deeper and deeper grooves into the tree trunks to keep the milky latex flowing. Na has been working on the plantation with her family for the past 7 years. The 23-year-old can't read or write.
I earn very little here, between 4,000 and 5,000 baht a month. For that, I have to work every day and at least 4 nights.
Hard night shifts for a mere 140 euros a month. That's around half of the minimum wage in Thailand, which is itself hardly generous. The family always gathers at 5 in the morning to eat, but sometimes they have to go without.
In the rainy season, we can't work and don't get paid. Then we often don't have anything to eat and have to go hungry.
When it gets light, Na's daughter heads off to school. She only gets to see her mother briefly. The rest of the family is going to bed. They own just 2 mattresses, shared between 8 family members. Outside is Na's brother. His job today, spraying herbicide. He's using the extremely toxic product paraquat, long outlawed in Europe. Da feels safe wearing a mask. What the 25-year-old doesn't realize is that paraquat can also be absorbed through the skin and can lead to severe kidney, liver, and heart damage. He should by no means be working without protective clothing, in shorts. But no one has told him that.
Before the harvest, we have to kill the grass with poisonous chemicals. Otherwise, snakes could hide in the grass between the trees and bite us.
This is what it looks like before the herbicide is used, and this is what it looks like afterwards. The chemicals remain in the ground for months. Not a single worker here is wearing protective gloves. After the harvest, Boa Supat sells his rubber to the woman who controls the trade in the area, a broker. She dictates the price. As tradition has it, he has no right to negotiate.
Okay. What we see here from this, and this is just a small sample, I would encourage you to watch the entire video. But, you know, in 73, this started again when Henry Kissinger was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, and this dealt with both Vietnam and Cambodia. Oddly, though, on that same date, on October 16th, in 1946, at Nuremberg, Germany, 10 high-ranking Nazi officials were executed by hanging for their crimes against humanity, in crimes against peace, and, you know, during the war crimes trial of World War II. Yet these corporations can sell their products in which people, low-skilled, low-education, are the ones that wind up using these things. And as mentioned, most can't read or what, so they couldn't even read a warning label to begin with. And this goes on down into other countries that have to use the poisons that many people don't see. And why some people are fighting back against this. In fact, there's a beautiful video on the Mekong Delta over there in Vietnam, to where, like this situation, most of the Vietnamese can sell their grain, like rice, to the state, who get a set price. Doesn't matter how hard they work or anything like that. And in the video, it says that 70% of that rice is sold to America. Well, this is how corporate America works, by enslaving the world. First, they bomb the hell out of it. And we're not even talking about the residues from leftover from that war of the napalm and other defoliants used against those people there, in where it has been documented today that there are still no-go zones where nothing grows except weird grass. And a couple of weird frogs, too. But anyway. However, you know, this is like the distractions that we face here in this country all the time. Like when Bill Clinton was facing his judicial wrath for his Hummer in the White House with Monica Lewinsky. The governments always use other diversions. And, of course, this was needed towards, again, the United States' national security interest. What should have been actually at the helm of this investigation there was Bill Clinton selling U.S. missile tech to China. So as a diversion, of course, the official NATO operation code name was Operation Allied Force, and the United States called it Operation Noble Anvil. Now, I've heard these like Iraqi freedom and stuff. These words are exactly opposite of whatever they mean. And, of course, this started off with the bombing of Kosovo, which ran from March 24, 1999 to June 10, 1999. Clinton had his little thing to get the news off of him. But, of course, this was the House Resolution 611. And, of course, this went on to the part about impeaching William Jefferson Clinton. And, of course, well, he works for the corporation, not guilty as charged. The overall estimated deaths of the Kosovo War are believed to be about 13,548, which most people do agree on. You could add that the MIC, the military-industrial complex, and the amount of depleted uranium dropped on Kosovo, which has been detected over 10 feet down in the earth. But this, of course, is national security interest. After all, when you use bombs, you have to replace them. However, let's look back at the same time era. Let's see what special interest groups, that's the people, you and I. This is the alert. Now I got to get up close to my screen here because this is a little blurry for me. This was called the final solution at that period of time. And it says these were some grim statistics here in the United States. Conservatives are fond of telling us what a wonderful, happy, and prosperous nation this is. The only thing that matches their love of country is the remarkable indifference that they show towards the people who live in it. Their ears are the anguished cries of the disposed. Sounds like peevish whines of these malcontents. They denounced as bleeding hearts. I remember that from a 1950s movie where they're always talking about bleeding hearts. It was a common phrase. But anyway, what was life like back in 1990s that Clinton was so obsessed with bombing Kosovo for? Well, at that period of time, 27,000 Americans were committing suicide. 5,000 attempted suicide. 26,000 died from fatal accidents in the home. 23,000 were murdered. 850, I got a break coming up here. We'll be right back, okay? So stay tuned, and I'll give you the rest of these stats here that shows you what our interests are as special interest groups compared to what we see going on in the world today. And then today, you can take that from 1990 to the year 2020 and magnify it to what you can see. So hang on. We'll be right back.
If you want a lover, I'll do anything you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love, I'll wear a mask for you. If you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you want to strike me down in anger, here I stand.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back, everyone.
And I'm drinking some George.
You're listening to Perception Management, and I advise you to look up that term, Perception Management. Anyway, this is Keith Rogers here in beautiful Western Montana. Phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. All right. So continuing with the 1990s, which had, according to the 1990 Census Bureau, there was 248,709,873 people in this country. Now you look at these stats. Again, 23,000 were murdered at that time. 85,000 were wounded via firearms. 38,000 of those these died, of course, including 2,600 children. 13 million, which are victims of crime, including assault, rape, armed robbery, burglary, larceny, and arson. 135,000 children then took guns to school. 5,500,000 people are arrested for all offenses, and I think that Murr put out that thing about that eight-year-old that was arrested for asking if he could buy candy with fake money. And I don't see the difference between what's being printed right now by the Fed as not being fake either. But anyway, 473,000 in 1990 died prematurely from tobacco-related illnesses. 53,000 of these non-smokers were victimized by secondary smoke inhalation. I should light a cigarette up. Anyway, 6,500,000 were heroin, crack, speed, PCP, cocaine, and some other hard drugs on a regular basis of using it. 5,000 plus died from illicit drug use. 1,000 suffer serious debilitations. 1,000 plus die from sniffing household substances found in the kitchen sink. Again, they've all the videos I've seen about people's huffing gold paint and stuff like that. Anyway, Thankfully, though, there were 31,450,000 marijuana users. 3 million of those were heavy marijuana users. So there is some good news out there. That's a joke for some people. 37 million, or one out of every six Americans, regularly use emotion-controlling medical drugs. Now, you start looking that number up to 2020 and see where we're at today, especially during this coronavirus. Why, I've even heard that Zoloft is in short supply now. And then we have the military, that 98% of the military is on some kind of a PTSD-type-related drug. And you can watch that on Psychiatry in the Military, The Hidden Agenda. And this is all documented. 2 million persons were non-hospitalized for the given the powerful mind control drugs, sometimes described as chemical straitjackets. 5,000 died from psychoactive drug treatments. 200,000 are subjected to electric shock treatments that are injurious to the brain and nervous system. 600 to 1,000, mostly women, were lobotomized. 25 million, actually, let me back that up. I could say 330 million are actually lobotomized by watching TV, especially the news. 25 million, or one out of every 10 Americans, seek help from a psychiatrist. And I just read something here that the mental health of this country has gone so sky high now, it's pathetic. People just can't take living next door to someone. You know, I'll go back another few years from there. You know, I remember growing up in Las Vegas. I lived on Berg Street down there, and probably four blocks in each direction, we knew everyone. You go next door, borrow a cup of sugar, a couple of eggs, whatever like that, you know. Then came the Tylenol scare. But anyway, people, even in this town, I hate to admit it, I was on the fire department. I had to quit because of damn health issue here, but we have a list of everyone's names and stuff for who lives where. And I don't know what happened there. Anyway, so I know the names, but we don't really know people anymore. And that's the, that's what happened. But we don't know people. People move in and out. And usually what is happening right now, and especially in our area here, is a lot of people are coming from California and other blue states where they are getting sick and tired of watching their children going to hell, and sadly, those children, because of their fixation with drugs and stuff, are bringing it up here. And we do have good law enforcement here in Montana, I will say that. I could tell you some good chases here with 130-mile-an-hour pursuits, guns even exchanging fire, and yet no one was killed. Where if that was in a big city like Los Angeles or something like that, there'd be hell to pay. But they do have the same problem, I will admit, that when an officer needs help, you'll hear five or six patrol cars zipping through town, and some come from out of county and stuff. So there is a thin blue line with the boys there, I will admit that, but that's common. But anyway, so back to this. Americans taking so many of these psychiatric or therapeutical type of drugs there. You might think back in the old days of Perry Mason, where everyone was talking about going to see their therapist, As a matter of fact, that's what destroyed my family. There was my wife seeing my talk therapist. Then came the Zoloft, and then came the Crown Royal. And then she went. But anyway, now out of that, 6,800,000 back then turned to non-medical services. And this was such things as ministers, welfare agencies, social counselors for help and emotional troubles. And in all, nearly 80 million have sought some kind of psychological counseling in their lifetime. You know, I always try to find something, at least one good thing to look at out of a day, if you can find it. Hi. I watched a guy on a YouTube video. He was going around with bags of Doritos. Now, bear with me on this. He was unsealing the bags and putting in a clear plastic envelope, a bunch of $20 bills, and handing them out to a bunch of vagrant-type veterans and stuff like that on street corners. And then he'd sit back and he'd watch the reaction of these guys when they open up those bags, which would probably be the only meal they've had. And just the the pure joy on those people's faces, the tears coming down them and stuff, that is the ones that I think are what really shows the people that are left in this country that still care, like a lot of the hosts out here on RBN. It takes a lot to get out here. I mean, you can't always find everything good to talk about, but you can sure as hell let people know what's wrong. And as I always say, when I get up early in the morning and I look in the mirror, at least I know that I'm right, or at least I'm doing right. And I have a good following on Twitter with a lot of good friends that are the same way. And it doesn't matter what country they're in either. However, this country has, and its administration and the media has got us thinking somehow that evil Muslims, them Russians, them damn Hispanic Mexicans, oh, them slope Chinese, them Venezuelans down there, Iranians, or someone else is a threat, a national security threat. Now, after just reading that, what I just read to you about all the woes of 1990, let's look at 2020 to what's going on. In fact, statistics-wise, a lot of this stuff isn't out yet into the crime databases and stuff, but it does show you that there is a trending problem here in this country. And how do they solve all the discrepancies of life and the drugs and stuff like that? Well, they make sure that the bankers and corporations are taken care of with your tax dollars. And that's one thing that these special interest groups don't ever see here, because it's when your politicians only placate to the needs during an election cycle, known more as pandering, of course. I've heard a lot of people talk about Tulsi Gabbard, you know, how she talks about, oh, she proudly served in 2003 and 2008 in Iraq and Kuwait with her LGBTQ brothers and sisters. Isn't that just, I mean, I'm just elated. Where they're over there in a war killing over a million people that apparently don't have their rights to live. I've also noted here on my shows that the national security groups, i.e. insurance companies and such, make sure that Americans can't buy the needed insurance for floods, health care, fires, but they will ensure that a mother can legally abort a child that they don't want. Besides, there's big money in harvesting body parts, and I'll get into this here in just a second. I am so sick and tired of hearing this. There is an article about one woman who brags that she had sex with 3,000 men. In my day, living in Las Vegas, they would have called her a slut, and she would have worked at Sherry's or one of the other whorehouses down there. But anyway, if I have any listeners down there in the LA Basin, I want to key this next portion to you. I can get my legs to work. There's two articles here for you. And I have been talking to a friend on Twitter about this. Also, there's a preface to this. There's a rabbi that has spoke up about using the aborted fetus cells as far as flavor enhancements in food. And this is what people do to make a buck. Well, let's skip this making a buck there. When I had my neck surgery back in 92, the doctor was spieling off about what the procedure was going to be and stuff like that. And I heard him mention cadaver. And I says, what's this cadaver thing? And he says, oh, well, that's where they take a bone and they file it down to about the size of a nickel. And then they remove the the damaged disc that's in your neck, in my case, my neck, between C6-7. And they replace it with a cadaver bone, and then they put a fusion there, a couple titanium plates, and in the healing process, your bone will graft with the other bone, and your neck is fused. Okay. So I says, well, why can't they use my own bone? Oh, well, they can. But see, that wasn't the first option I was given. So I said, well, what's the process on that? He says, well, they'll cut into your side of your hip there, and they'll drill into your hip bone, and they'll use a little round drill type thing, and they'll cut it out a little piece and clean it up and use that. I said, well, let's do that. Okay, fine. I will admit, though, my hip and leg tingled for about 6 months after that, but it was kind of, you know, it was all right. So anyway, now, where am I going with this story tonight? Corporate America, making money. You are not the one story about. This is national security and how they keep protecting these firms. So this developing story, which is dated of this, February 12th, 2020, and still going, and I'm just going to headline the one, but it develops into the two. So this developing story involves over five different firms that harvested tissue, bones, and organs from the U.S. and Canada. Imagine if you or your loved ones were to have received diseased body parts without having known the cause of death, or it had not had been established. So where am I going with this? Well, in November of last year, and this article's from February, the county news reported on an impending investigation by the LA County officials to determine whether death investigations were being hindered or delayed by the quest to preserve organs for donation. Now, we always see that on driver's license stuff. Are you a organ donor? Now, we know LA County coroner employees say they have, and they have been sounding the alarm for years. Now, mind that thing, years. This article's from the CaliforniaCountyNews.org, by the way. Now, this new one from LA Times says, when the LA Times asked for the details of the human tissue procurement industry's operations inside five large California morgues, public officials worked with the corporate executives to keep the activities secret, according to the internal government emails. At a convention of California County coroners on September of 2017, the company's executives discussed filing a lawsuit to block the release of information that reporters had requested under California's public records law. The companies later decided against the lawsuit. It would bring attention, do you see what I'm getting? According to the executive email, because it would spark controversy. So, here we are. This is how corporate America works. They pump GMOs into all of our food, grains, name it. They make sure that there's no labeling on products. I always like that when you look at a bottle of 100% fruit juice, it says. Then you turn it around and it says made with 10% real juice. Well, I guess technically it is fruit juice, but it's not 100% fruit juice. There are ones that are 100%, like apple juice, stuff like that, you know. But anyway. But this is how it works in corporate America. And, of course, this is what they have been doing to the world over. Whether I started out with Cambodia or Vietnam, or if we want to get into the Contras, or that article I mentioned about why so many U.S. corporations are being kicked out or not wanted down there in South America, or that perception management conspiracy theory I have, where Tulsi Gabbard was talking about that the massive amount of climate change being done by this massive meat farm down there in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Shocking that they were burning off all that forest, clear-cutting it, to put in this massive hog cattle and chicken farms and stuff. And isn't it funny that it's the same area in Sao Paulo, Brazil, where JBS US, who received three bailouts from the Trump administrations, is having to deal with tens of thousands of morbid COVID-19 deaths, all related to this outbreak of a virus down there, and who had increased its exports to China 600% in 2019. This is all in the news. And of course, these are the same ones now to where China has just released in a tit for tat that China is going to block any imports from Tyson Meats, and Tyson Meats is the one who helps service JBS US Brazil, a US-based corporation, and that's why they got the money. And that's who's all these meat slaughtering houses are linked to. But corporations come first. And, of course, within the articles, it also says, well, the prices are going to rise. Of course they're going to rise. Anyway, phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. What we as Americans have to look at is, like I mentioned with Patty earlier, is like Michael Jackson's song, They Don't Care About Us. The wording of that song is what took him down. And this is how we are looked at. We are just a cog in their wheel, I guess, to keep their corporation wheels spinning. The corporations, as I mentioned, they got massive bailouts. We're not allowed to know who, where, what, how much, whatever like that. Of course, you've got to pay the bill. And to me, of course, this is odious debt. If you didn't sign for it, it's not yours. It's kind of like a receipt for a certified mail or something like that. It is a receipt that you received it, which can be there legally discharged and say, well, hey, I'm sorry. Someone picked it up in your name, you know. But anyway, all these are not in our names. None of these wars are in our names or nothing. And then, of course, like I've mentioned, the ability for the U.S. to be able to go out and procure these goods for these big corporations, whether it's the copper wire that you need in your homes. Well, most copper is mined outside the United States, and Gordy has been talking about that on Twitter and stuff. But we see these massive copper mines and stuff, but they're all mined by cheap slave labor and some of the worst, I mean the worst working conditions that people have. There was a YouTube video here not too long ago of down in Australia where a lot of workers come from Hong Kong and such, and they are brought over to slaughter chickens down in Australia. And they are in this, what they call, human trafficking. And there was a bank that was just busted down there for the same. But in this human trafficking, these guys are supposed to make it rich, leave home, make it rich, go down to Australia and make, I think it was $25 an hour, and you had to cut like 50 birds an hour at a processing plant. And the problem was, though, is when it comes time to getting paid, the guys are always short. They're only getting like $13 an hour, and they're back to the same exact living condition. Small homes, no beds, or no running water, no bathroom, whatever like that. And when they complain, they are simply turned into the immigration, and they're sent a packing. And, of course, there's always more people because everyone needs work. Got a family, got to work. Same thing with all this Latin American stuff, how the CIA has for years gone in there and destroyed labor, unions, any wage reforms, and left their CIA death squads behind to make sure that no reform is made. The same thing in Iraq. Blow the hell out of Iraq. Leave your CIA, ISIS death squads behind. And make sure that there's no progress, no democracy, nothing. And make sure, of course, that you have only your Western-backed government, which is internationally accepted by these big Western parties because they all need oil and stuff, you know. But this is where we're at today. And it doesn't matter where you're looking. But the problem with that, though, is because Americans like to have cheap food, cheap products and stuff like that, you buy into this. And a lot of people don't realize what it takes to see a slave shop building Nike shoes or T-shirts made in Taiwan or Malaysia. But this is because those nice U.S. jobs that we once used to have, strong unions, 40 hours a week, overtime pay, vacation pay, sick leave, pregnancy leave for the women, those are all gone. Corporations won't pay you, but they will send those jobs overseas, and then it'll bring a lot of people out of their so-called poverty and stuff for a while until the U.S. gets through with them. And then, like in the case of China, they just sit there and they demonize China and say, well, China's taking advantage of America. No, it was Congress and those big corporations with their lobbyists that made sure that they could do that by moving those jobs offshore, and who also got massive, massive tax breaks to be able to do that. And if you don't like it, well, they'll just move elsewhere, even out of the United States, to where corporate taxes are even lower, even overseas. This is what multinational corporations mean. So this is your national security interest, and these are the ones that are allowed to do what they want. In fact, even before Trump went to China, he had to meet with those 20-some CEOs of those big corporations, the same ones who fire thousands of Americans and get millions of dollars in bonus CEO pay. And I have been reading here recently to where in this next bailout, it's going to be for those corporations again who will be paying their CEOs either stock dividends or their massive millions of dollars to destroy this country even more. Massive layoffs coming again. But see, people don't realize what's going on, and you should, because it's your country, and a lot of us really didn't realize this was going to happen. You know, back in our 60s and 70s and 80s, we were too busy waiting for the weekends, if what you can call it, raising a family, working these fairly good jobs back then, until they all went. And of course, now it's all those part-time jobs, and of course, what are they talking about? The small business is not only leaving, but 47% of those jobs probably won't even return. Yet the Federal Reserve and those will sit there and talk to you about how important it is that even if they give stimulus money, and I'll tell you, all those millennials keep talking about this, whether it's a $1,500 check, a $2,000 check, or maybe a $4,000 tax credit check, to get out there and buy. And buy what? Well, a big screen TV, because you have to watch that filthy news. Don't you, right? I loaded up YouTube earlier, and it's nothing but clips from all these movies and stuff like that. I don't watch those movies. And they're all violent. Of course, that's what they make their money off of. And if it isn't that, it's some idiot, some actor or something like that, getting an award for something. Who cares? And of course, right now with Black Lives Matter, they're featuring a lot of stuff about blacks, which is okay. Matter of fact, I had sent a tweet out earlier about that, which was, where are we going at? I said, if blacks are against oppression and slavery, and this is where the Christian side comes. I mean, you can sit there in a church and sing, "Shall We Gather Around the River," you know. But anyway. If blacks are against oppression and slavery, why didn't they refuse, even upon death, the Christian heart, to the farming of land stolen from millions of dead Indians? I'm just asking for a friend. So, when is it going to end? We have the corporations that continue to buffalo people, just as well as this Black Lives Matter. We know who's behind it, the corporations and all. And, you know, they must be getting bailed out pretty big, because I'll tell you what, and this is worldwide, too, when you look at this. When you see in massive stores, and these aren't just small little stores, but, you know, we're talking about major chains. When you see major chains of stores getting their entire plate glass windows and stuff looted from and everything like that, there must be some deal between the stores and these insurance companies that allows this to go on. Someone must be getting paid on to keep this fermented, you know, this anger and stuff. But like I've mentioned, why not the rage when you watch over in Libya, slaves being sold for $400 after the U.S. and NATO operations there? So, anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
The light came through the window, straight from the sun above, and so inside my little room, there plunged the rays of love.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
All my life I've been so lonesome. If happiness came, I missed the call. All my dreams have been so aimless, and now I'm so tired of it all.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Guess I'm not getting calls tonight. There's a few in the chat room, stuff like that, but I figured with Sunday, a beautiful day out like that, there's probably a few people out there. But, however, for those that are and might catch this on the replay, I don't look at things the way other people do. Maybe it's because I don't watch TV and I'm not into all that crap like that there, but I look at how things affect other people. The lies that we're told to justify some action somewhere. It's like Pompeo, when he talks about Venezuela, he's lying. What he should be looking into is that failed regime in Washington, who's spending trillions of dollars to keep their capitalism going, which rewards banks who launder billions in cartel money and corporations who steal from all the people in the third world, the poor, and to get your children to sign up for this whole system there to keep this Ponzi scheme going. If you follow this banking stuff, what's going on right now, you'll see that this is a lot worse than what most people realize, because the Fed, that's the United States Federal Reserve, is not only bailing out these corporations, but they're also bailing out central banks everywhere. Now, I'm sure that this is going to be charged off to the American people in the form of taxes. And, of course, if you go to usdebtclock.org and you look at the amount of debt that's being accumulated, look over to the right just a little bit, and you'll look at the tax revenue where it's going down, not up. Well, with millions unemployed, and Donald Trump wanting to make sure that corporations get a massive tax break for labor, and the corporations keep getting tax-free or tax-exempt, they are going to suck this country dry. And with that's going to come inflation and then hyperinflation. I would encourage you to watch Gerald Celente and his latest two or three videos, as well as Greg Mannarino, who is down there in Las Vegas. He's got an eye or an ear to the railroad track, I'll just say. And he is pretty good. He picks stocks, and he hasn't been wrong here in quite a while. And let me think. My love to you down there in Florida, okay? Especially to your two boys. But anyway, this is what we're having to put up with. And since it's an election year again, all we hear about is all the pandering to the LGBTQ and stuff. But what about all the tens of millions of people that can't find jobs, that living on the streets? Jeremy Babe also does a video on YouTube there, and he took a stroll through the L.A. area tonight. Everything is boarded up with plywood, and I mean everything. And he's right in the central area down there. And then he drove for miles showing the tent cities and people living in motorhomes. This is what we're facing, and all they care about is getting elected to do what for the next 4 years? Nothing. What'd they do last 4 years? Nothing. And what'd they do the 4 years before that? Nothing. Anyway, thanks for all the listeners that tuned in tonight, and also those in the chat room. Thank you, Kenneth, for your help with the clips there. And an update for Steve. He gets his CT scan results tomorrow and should know something by then. And up next is Robert Redbolt there with Incendiary Radio. So please stay tuned, and we'll catch you next week. Have a good evening from Montana.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.